Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Head over there, get interactive, and you can create the content of the site. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And speaking of creating the content over at freetalklive.com, you can go there and submit things to the site. So you find an article online or maybe a blog post, perhaps a YouTube video that you want to show to our listeners. You can submit it as show prep, and then others will be able to vote on it. And the most voted up, make it from the upcoming stories page where everything starts on the site to the main site, the main page, where more people will see it, including the host of the program, meaning we're more likely to talk about it on the air. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty to talk about in the news. This evening, we will take your calls about whatever you want as well. That's the point of this program. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. So to start things out here tonight, looks like the game is up.
The game is up, finally?
With the Social Security, that game.
I see.
The one where you supposedly pay money into the government system and then make 1%, you know, they say, when you finally
cash
out.
That's the sort of average.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no guarantee. If you're a man, you're likely to make less than 1%. If you're a minority, significantly less. You know, if you have lower than average income, if you're you're in a poor tax bracket, then you're probably never going to make much money at all, because poor people don't live as long as rich people. You know, minorities tend not to live as long as whites, and men tend not to live as long as women.
So, apparently, the game being the idea that you'll make any sort of return on Social Security, that's over now. So you might as well just forget about that. According to Fox News and the Associated Press, people retiring today are part of the first generation of workers who have paid more in Social Security taxes during their careers than they will receive in benefits after they retire. So
I would say that probably the people that support Social Security really don't care about this. Well, they don't care about the efficiency of how your money is spent. They care about, you know, the fact is that if we don't have Social Security, some people won't be prepared for retirement, and those people will live in some kind of poverty, and it will be bad,
you know,
for them.
I would say that those people are that's already happening.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you are waiting for Social Security and you did not do anything to plan for your retirement, you're already living in poverty.
Yeah, you're probably going to find a trailer park in the cheapest part of Florida. If you have no family with which to move, and this is the thing, is that older Americans really have a lot to offer, especially, you know, the families out there. I'd love it if one of my Jack's grandparents would move into our house. That would be so awesome, because, well, then somebody would want to spend some, you know, I mean, it'd be three adults dealing with Jack rather than two, and that would be a good thing. But, you know, I mean, I think that it's very difficult to make it just on what Social Security has out there, and I imagine.
Well, now you're going to be making on even less. I didn't really bring this up, Mark, to try to convince the supporters of Social Security that their program's a bad program. I get your point. Like, well, at least the people who wouldn't save for their retirement will have something, right? That's the argument that they would
make. I would imagine, yeah.
No, I'm just pointing it out to anybody who thought that Social Security might actually be some sort of a lockbox or in any way, shape, or form an investment for your future. Because, again, as of now, the people who are retiring now are getting less back from Social Security than they put into the program.
Why is it? Is it the cost of the bureaucracy running Social Security? Or is it the fact that they're not going to live as long? I don't understand.
Well, of course, people are living longer.
They've been paying it all their lives.
People are living longer. But,
sure.
But no, it's just the bureaucracy, the failure of the Ponzi scheme, ultimately. But we can get into the detail here from the Associated Press. It says here it's a historic shift that will only get worse for future retirees, according to the analysis by the AP. Previous generations got a much better bargain, mainly because payroll taxes were very low when Social Security was enacted in the 1930s and remained so for decades. For the early generations, it was an incredibly good deal, said Andrew Biggs, a former deputy Social Security commissioner who's now a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He says the government gave you free money, and getting free money is popular.
Yep.
If you retired,
sure is.
19...
Take a look at Medicare.
If you retired at,
this point, Paul Ryan, who was speaking
who?
Out against... Isn't his name Paul Ryan, the vice presidential nominee guy? Don't act like you don't know.
I didn't know the first time I heard about his name.
This guy was speaking out against Medicare a few months ago. Now he and Romney are saying, we will not touch seniors' Medicare. At this point, it's ensconced in law. Both parties are for it now.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, didn't George Bush dramatically increase the Medicare with the prescription pills or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
So if you retired in 1960, you could expect to get back seven times more in benefits than you paid in Social Security taxes. And more if you were a low-income worker, as long as you made it to age 78 for men and 81 for women. As recently as 1985, workers at every income level could retire and expect to get more in benefits than they paid in Social Security taxes, though they didn't quite do as well as their parents and grandparents. And this, this is the definition of a Ponzi scheme, right?
That's what it looks like.
So when you get into this Ponzi, you were talking about last night.
During the presidential primary for the Republicans, people got in, what's that Texas governor's name, Perry? He got in all kinds of trouble for calling it a Ponzi scheme. I mean, it has all the hallmarks that I can tell of a Ponzi scheme.
Sure, and you guys were talking about a Ponzi scheme last night. I guess there's some sort of Bitcoin Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, there was a Bitcoin Ponzi scheme
recently.
That appears to be the rivets are popping on that thing, and it's caused a certain level of volatility in the Bitcoin market.
The Ponzi schemes are what they are. I mean, basically, the pitch is, hey, you put some money into this program, and you'll get an incredibly good return. You'll get way better than any other market-based investment could possibly, any conservative market-based investment could possibly return for you. And it works for a little while, as long as people are interested in it, as long as people keep believing the pitch, and as long as the schemers can continue to get more and more people to pour money in at the bottom level, or if you will, the top of the pyramid, or however you want to look at it. I guess it Ponzi.
Pour money into the pyramid.
A reversed pyramid. But, as long as you can keep getting more on each level, you build in customers on each level, and they all have to pay in. And so the initial customers, the first ones, the startup customers, do pretty well. I mean, and of course, they're going to talk about how great it is.
Sure.
Because they want more people to come in, because they're actually doing well. But eventually, as the scheme runs out of victims to
it
suck
doesn't
money
work.
From,
it doesn't work in dollars, and it doesn't work in bitcoins.
Yeah, it runs out of space. There's just no way to grant the returns to all the people who are expecting returns if you don't have enough new suckers coming in the front door with their checkbooks open.
Well, and this, in the instance of Social Security, suckers really doesn't have anything to do with it, because if you have a job, you don't have a choice.
It's pretty much the case. I don't pay Social Security. Ian, I know you don't either.
Nope, not in about 10 years.
I've never heard of anybody going to jail for refusing to pay Social Security, but I bet you that a business is going to be run out of business by the
yes.
government in some way, shape, or form if they don't take Social Security out of people's checks, or if they do it voluntarily or whatever. Because if I worked for a company, I don't want Social Security taken out of my check.
Right. I'll take my 15%, thanks.
Right. You as the employee pay 7.5%, and the employer pay 7.5%.
Right.
So that's a 7.5% pay raise that you would get from the employer right off the bat, and 7.5% you wouldn't lose. That's 15% that you would keep in your pocket.
It's huge.
And you could invest in whatever way you want. Considering, when I look at the investment market out there, you probably aren't going you're probably not going to retire with the amount of money that you put into your IRA either at this point. But I suppose it'll turn around in the future. I don't know. I mean, that's faith I've got.
So the Social Security plan is just not panning out anymore because, it's getting too top-heavy, right? There are just too many people that are going to be collecting and not enough money being poured into the bottom of the pyramid.
But we've got to keep them illegal immigrants out.
A married couple retiring last year after both spouses earned an average lifetime wage paid about $598,000 in Social Security taxes during their careers. What could you do with an extra $600,000? During your lifespan.
Buy a house?
Yeah, do you think that would make things a little more comfortable for you? A little
better? Nice, big house.
So they paid in about $600,000. They can expect to collect about $556,000 in benefits if the man lives to 82 and the woman lives to 85. What's the average lifespan for a man these days? It's not 82 yet. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll.
Looks like it's right there.
I'd say that's pretty optimistic. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can actually create the content of the site, and you can listen online as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got live streams broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show. And you can tune into them for free, of course, around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there over at listen.freetalklive.com. You get a list of our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM throughout the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where you can find us every single night. There's also our free-to-air Ku band satellite feed, plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com, and mailtojail.com is making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. You can now donate to a demo right into his commissary account. That's where that money goes. Or any other jailed liberty activist with bitcoins. Plus, you can support mailtojail.com's great work. So if you appreciate the fact that mailtojail.com allows you to just type up a letter, and then they do all the work of actually printing it and stuffing in an envelope and addressing the envelope and shipping it out, then that, you know, costs money. Those stamps cost money. The paper, the printer ink, all that stuff costs money. So if you appreciate the work they do over at mailtojail.com, they would appreciate your support with, I believe they are offering Bitcoin support options or Dwolla as well. I think that's the case. Anyway, if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, get them from memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything. The news here to start out the show is that Social Security is now, for the very first time, paying out less to recipients than the amount that they put in. According to the numbers over at the Associated Press, they did an analysis here. They looked at the average couple, not the average couple. This is not the average couple. This is a married couple retiring last year after both spouses earned average lifetime wages, paid about $598,000 in Social Security taxes during their careers. They can expect to collect about $556,000 in benefits if the man lives to 82. And you guys said you thought that the average age of a man in America was close to that. Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Average man age is around 75 to 76 years old, depending on which fact you look at. The Wikipedia cites information from the UN and also the CIA fact book. The CIA fact book is from 2011. The UN info is from 2005 to 2010. The UN is slightly less at like 75.4 or something like that, and the CIA one is like 75.9. So we'll call it 76. The average man lives
being generous.
76.
Yeah.
So this is not the average couple in this particular case. This is a couple that is living longer than, at least the man, living longer than he's expected to. So how much will he actually collect? What is the average couple going to collect? Because, again, we're talking about a $50,000 drop going from, you know, nearly $600,000 to about $550,000 collected. It's probably going to be significantly less than that, I would think.
You know, I mean, the people that are holding on to Social Security, I feel bad for them. If this is what you've got to retire on, you've got to know that it's not going to take you very far. And so all you really can do to get more money is caterwaul. Right? You know, like, I need more Social Security!
Right.
Right. You know, like, you had a lifetime. In most cases, you had a lifetime to put money away. And I'll grant you, I'm speaking as a 42-year-old male, and I haven't put away what I should have put away at this point. But, you know, the stuff that I have put away in IRAs and that kind of thing, it's gone down, not up, in the last half decade or something like that. I mean, I've got less than I've put in. So, I understand where people are at, but Social Security, I mean, I don't even think the United States government's necessarily going to be here.
I don't think,
right, let alone Social Security.
Yeah, you really can't count on it. That's another important factor. Like, if they actually do pay you, and I know, again, we're talking about the people that are retiring today, the people collecting Social Security now, this generation. So, you know, you're still a ways away from this, Mark, and again, like you said, you haven't paid in, so I don't know if you can expect to get anything from them.
Oh, actually, I am just one quarter over the 10 years that you have to have paid into Social Security,
right,
in order to get something. I don't know what I'm going to get. I probably won't be able to buy a can of dog food with it, but
well, that's the other important factor, because, you know, you put in a certain amount of money over your lifetime, but that money's not worth as much when you finally get it back out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look at that. If you look at it from that perspective, what they're looking at here is just the raw numbers.
Dollars.
Right, just the dollars. So, you know, we're talking about people that live to age 82. Well, presuming they started putting in money at, let's say, age 20 into Social Security, then the dollars they were putting into Social Security at that time were worth more than the dollars they're going to be collecting down the line. So just kind of looking at the basics of the numbers doesn't really tell you the whole story. So, yeah, they put in nearly $600,000 over their entire lifespan, but the beginning portions of that $600,000 were worth more than the ending portions of that $600,000 because of inflation.
Sure.
And so, therefore, the money that they end up getting back out, that $550,000, isn't worth near as much as it would have been worth, you know, 50 years prior to that. So there's a big loss factor in there that, you know, is not being played out in these numbers, and we can't even really calculate what that is.
Right. It doesn't take a genius to figure out $500 in 1972 was worth a lot more money than $500 is today.
Exactly. So if you are collecting Social Security, let's say not now, but let's say in another 30 or 40 years, and let's say that there's been some pretty significant inflation since then, and the, you know, your bag of dog food is now $150 instead of 20 or whatever, then that $556,000 isn't going to go as far. And that's, again, $556,000 is what they're getting paid today. So that number is going to keep going down over time is what this this analysis is saying. So the total number that they're going to pay you out is going to keep going down over time, and the money that it's worth, the value of that money that they're going to be paying you is going to be worth less as well. So they're just you're just getting clipped here and there and all over the place.
I mean, I don't know how people can defend it. I mean, all they can do is say, well, we just need to give the seniors more money. And, I understand where they're coming from. I get the point. I think that the lives for people over the age of 65 have improved over the last 75 years or whatever Social Security has been around. But I don't know that you can necessarily point to Social Security as the thing that's done that. I mean, there's been prosperity all around, and prosperity makes it so a lot of people who are over those ages are able to do it. There's senior centers and all kinds of organizations that have been put together through non-government funding in order to help these folks. And I just don't know if this is, I'm certain it's not the most efficient use of people's money. And individually, I would not, obviously I don't think it's a good idea. I don't put my money in it. Individually,
money into a program that guarantees you a loss?
I do, but I don't have a choice.
Okay, but I mean, if you had a choice.
Right, no, if I had a choice, no.
Like, who would do that? Okay, you give us X, and we'll give you back at the end X minus Y.
Whatever we feel like.
You know? So, by the way, the shift among middle-income workers is happening just as millions of baby boomers are reaching retirement age, leaving relatively fewer workers behind to pay into the system. It's coming at a critical
time. You gotta keep those illegal aliens out! They're having anchor babies!
It's coming at a critical time for Social Security. It's the federal government's largest program. The trustees who oversee Social Security say its funds, which have been built up over the past 30 years with surplus payroll taxes, will run dry in 2033 unless Congress acts. But what could they possibly do? What could Congress do to save it? We'll explain in moments. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live at 855-453.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. The affordable part. You can start with 60-second ads on GCN for as low as $15. Yes, $15. That would make GCN the most affordable national advertising, period. And that brings us to the reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Millions of potential customers for only $15 per ad. And customer service that can't be beat. Check out our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site and give them away to you, and you can enjoy them on us. And if you want, you can, of course, help support the show. There are various different ways to do it. One of those ways is by sharing Free Talk Live with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever other social networking site that is your preference. You can find our links over at freetalklive.com to our shows. You can just click over into the SoundCloud link area. Just look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. Look for the SoundCloud link there. And then use any of the share buttons to share your favorite episodes with your friends. It's a great way to support Free Talk Live and help us get into more ears around the world. Now, of course, you can also follow us on places like Twitter and Facebook, and you can link to us over at twitter.freetalklive.com or facebook.freetalklive.com. Great ways to get a little bit more interactive with the show, because during the program, we'll sometimes post links to some of the show prep that we're looking at and also questions for you to answer online if you'd like to. If you'd prefer not to call us, you can always interact online over at, again, twitter.freetalklive.com and facebook.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the numbers, looking at the numbers at Social Security, and it looks like the tide has turned at this point. There's no more...
It sounds like it really turned back in the 80s.
Well...
You got to consider inflation and that kind of thing. I mean, at this point, the tide has turned for the simplest individual.
Yes. So there's pretty much nobody who's going to make more now, who are going to get more out of Social Security than they put into it at this point.
But, we just pointed out that 1950s dollars are significantly more valuable than 1980s dollars.
Yes.
And is significant, which are more valuable than 2010 dollars. So when you start doing the math on these things, I think that the turnaround was probably somewhere in the late 80s from what I heard in the article,
yeah,
rather than today.
I don't know exactly when it happened, Mark, but all I'm pointing out is that folks retiring today and anybody beyond today, you will not be making more from Social Security than you put into it.
Right.
So.
At no point can you pencil whip the math in order to make it look like more.
Yep, and they're saying here that the trustees who oversee Social Security are saying that the fund will run dry in 2033 unless Congress acts. At that point, payroll taxes would provide enough revenue each year to pay about 75% of benefits. To cover the shortfall, future retirees probably will have to pay higher taxes while they're working, except lower benefits after they retire, or some combination of both. And that is those are two ways for Congress to kind of shore up the program, is by extending the retirement age. That's one thing they can do, to where you can't collect until later age. It's, what, 65 now? They could make it 68 or 70 or something like that.
I don't see how they're going to be able to avoid that. And, I mean, it makes the most sense to me when you consider that people are living longer, Americans specifically are living longer. I don't see why they wouldn't, you know, when these programs like Medicare and Social Security come into play, I don't see why they wouldn't extend the time period.
Sure, but then, you know, the more they extend it, the less people are going to get, right? And that's how the scam works. They didn't have any obligation, by the way, to keep it at 65. You know, just because you think that's where it is today doesn't mean it has to be there tomorrow. The government can change the rules of their program at any time they want to, and they're under no obligation to continue 65 as a retirement age, none whatsoever. You can have that expectation throughout your entire life, and then you turn 63 and you're thinking, all right, it's coming up, and then whoop, Congress goes ahead and makes a change, and then now it's all of a sudden 67 or, you know,
it's
70.
Unlikely that they'll hit you at 63. They'll probably get the person who's back at 56 or something like that and say, oh, well, we're going to have to creep it up.
So they're going to grandfather it in, not just hit it on 1 year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I were in charge, yeah, and I understand that this is 535 cooks in the kitchen, which always makes for a really ugly cake. But, you know, I mean, look, we're going to back this up a quarter of a year every year,
yeah,
starting today.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to wait 3 months longer in order to get your stuff, and then we're going to back this thing out. And frankly, I'd back it all the way out, but, you know, I don't know where they would necessarily stop it. But if you back it out 3 months, then you're much more likely to be able to service people.
So, of course, the younger people are always going to get the screwing end of this particular deal. And
that's how Ponzi schemes work.
Yep, and so not only can
the Social Security system was designed for grandparents to screw their grandchildren.
If they extend the retirement age, that will result in far more of an unrest among the American people than increasing the amount that the younger victims are forced to pay in. I mean, if you think about it, right? Like, because a lot of the Social Security is unseen cost. So you already mentioned that there's 7.5% thereabouts that gets collected before it even hits your paycheck totals. The business, your boss, is paying 7.5% of the money that you make to Social Security, but you never see that. You only see the other 7.5% on your paycheck. So they can raise the amount that never comes to your paycheck, and
yeah,
you may not realize what's happening there. The boss is just going to eat some of the.
It'll just be out of your next raise.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be kind of transparent. Or they'll just go ahead and raise it to 20%. They'll make it a 20% total. They'll go from 7.5% to 10% on your paycheck. And most people aren't going to be able to, you know, do anything about it, right? They can. I mean, how many younger people are going to notice or know how to complain about it, whereas the old people, man, they know, they can call their representatives and bitch and moan, and they've got the political clout that it takes to kind of lock themselves into whatever position they have. I mean, I'm not saying they won't screw the old people too, but they're more likely to screw the younger people, don't you think?
I think so. In this circumstance, yeah. Social Security has been called the third rail of American politics, that kind of thing. And you know, this third rail is deadly, but it's not deadly to the politician that touches it. It's deadly to your grandchildren. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. This was altogether a Ponzi scheme from the very get-go. And you know, you can defend it all you want, but you know, here's the evidence. The evidence is that I'm going to spend more money. You know, if I were actually in Social Security, I work for myself, so I can opt myself out relatively easily. But Julia is going to spend more money in, you know, into Social Security than she's going to get out. When all these grandparents out there that are hollering about their Social Security are getting more than they put in, it's wrong.
Well, starting now, they're not going to be getting more than they put in, and that's kind of the gist of this this whole piece here.
I understand. That's the other starting thing, now. I'm talking about the people who are receiving Social Security today.
So we're talking about different ways for them to shore up the Social Security situation. They can raise the retirement age to make it more difficult for people to collect. They can raise the amount that they're collecting from younger people, and they can also lower the total benefits as well for the people that are collecting.
I suspect they'll do some of all of that.
There's also another option, don't you think, and that is to essentially shore up the fund. They couldn't they just print some money out and basically bail out
tax Americans.
Oh, you mean just have a different tax besides the Social Security tax?
Well,
sure, they can do that too.
Dump some money in from the general fund. It's not like they haven't raided Social Security in the past, you know.
Right. So taking more money from the money printers, the central bank, to shore up Social Security is like basically a Social Security bailout. They could totally do that, and it would be an instantaneous way to make sure that they're paying out all the checks they're supposed to pay out. It's just the money won't be worth as much anymore.
Social Security comes out of every check, right? Work for a business, it's not like income tax where you can there's like ways you can not pay if you don't make a lot. Like no matter what you make, Social Security goes. Okay.
Social Security is that FICA, I believe, is what that's what, yes. what that comes out of.
Okay.
So, yeah, everybody pays.
I just wanted clarification because
gotcha.
I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention.
Like, I would love to know if there's a way to opt out of Social Security if you're in one of these work-a-day kind of jobs, if you're in a salaried or hourly position. Is there a way to opt out of Social Security?
Yes, a FICA here is the Federal Insurance Contributions Act. It's the United States federal payroll or employment tax imposed on both employees and employers to fund Social Security and Medicare.
So, again, your thoughts are certainly welcome, especially if you are somebody who is a defender of Social Security. Considering it keeps getting worse, how could you be? I mean, what could you possibly look at with Social Security as, oh, yeah, we have to have this. This is such a great program. I mean, there's nothing great about it at all. There's not even a return on investment.
Well,
it's negative.
It's obvious what their defense is. Their defense is that there are some people out there that don't plan for retirement.
Right. Some people don't plan.
We have to have some kind of program to deal for those people. What we should do is we should stop Social Security from going to the richest old people and just focus it on the poorest quintile of old people or whatever term they're getting.
The article here claims it's only at 12.4%. tax, not a 15% tax.
Okay.
So the claim is then it's 6.2%.
Maybe the Bush tax cuts gave us a little bit.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. Coming up, sex and marriage. Apparently, there's some suggestions as to how to keep your marriage together by having sex outside of it. Huh?
Oh, my. If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world, where we are. Love for all and all free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. It's SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and it has been for a long time. Long-time sponsors of this program, and for good reason, because it's a great idea, and they know that Free Talk Live works for them. We're the number one most recruiting,
effective.
Yeah, like as for besides word, just straight up word of mouth, Free Talk Live is the most effective recruiter for the Free State Project, and that's because we believe in it. You know, we're definitely behind the idea of the Free State Project, getting people together who love the ideas of liberty, people that understand freedom, basically bringing them all into the same physical location, and that location was chosen as New Hampshire. And there are already over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've got over 12,500 people that have signed up for the Free State Project that intend to move to New Hampshire.
Almost home.
Well, we're getting there. We're over half the way there. We want to get to 20,000, so we still have a little ways to go. But apparently, Mark, the Free State Now program is back in action.
I found somebody who wants to do some recruiting, has been successful, did some outreach over the weekend at the Liberty Love Fest and got some signers there, and we're really excited about that. So,
which was apparently raided by the police over the weekend, the Liberty Love Fest in Massachusetts. They apparently sent some sort of undercover agent in there wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and he attempted to purchase some alcohol, I guess was successful from, I don't know who was selling it, but he allegedly was successful, and that resulted in a raid of involving at least 15, if not 20, police officers coming in there and, you know, doing their raid thing. And apparently they didn't make any arrests, they just stole everyone's alcohol.
Well, I would prefer to have my alcohol stolen than get arrested.
Unless the arrest comes later, but yeah, that's...
Did they get to people's names?
I haven't the slightest clue, Mark. I know that some folks got some video. I know our very own Bo Davis, the editor from Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, was in attendance, and he had his camera with him. So I expect we'll see some footage of the actual raid at some point. But
if they didn't take anybody away, then there wasn't an arrest. If there wasn't an arrest, there's no requirement to give the law enforcement officer your name, as I understand it.
There's never a requirement to give anybody, as I understand it, your name.
Yes. Yes, there is. Supreme Court has ruled that you have to do such a thing.
Oh, well...
That's why Sam sat in jail for 2 months.
Yeah, well, he was arrested.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, I meant if you are just being asked a question by law enforcement.
You said there is never
I've heard that there are some states where they claim you have to identify yourself, but... Does that mean you're under an obligation to give them your real name?
I am not a lawyer. I do not give legal advice. Yeah. I can't say, but my understanding is the only time you have to give your name is if you're under arrest.
So 855-450-FREE is the number here. Anyway, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement that brings liberty-minded people together to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Once again, freestateproject.org. So, Julia, you had a story about marriages. And only one of the hosts on the show right now is married. That's you, Mark.
Yeah,
how many years has it been now? Five?
I'm not sure.
Six?
You don't know the year you got married?
No, I'm glad she's not listening tonight.
I don't. Oh, I wouldn't. I'm certain she knows I don't know the year that we got married. I'm going to guess 2005.
You were still in Florida at the time.
Yes.
Okay.
We've been here for more than 6 years. So
we've been here almost 6 years.
Okay.
Almost. As of Labor Day weekend, it will have been 6 years.
Does it make you feel bad that I don't know how long I've been here, too?
No, okay. Not at all. Just correcting you.
I don't care at all. And I've never been in a relationship, not since I was a teenager, where I had an anniversary or anything like that. But it just seems weird to me that you couldn't. Because, like, if you say to me, how long have you lived here? I think... Well, I have to think about it, but I can think about it and be like, okay, these kind of events happened at this time, so like it was 2006 that we moved here. So I just think it's strange that you don't have any clue with the wedding, because the wedding's kind of a big deal to people.
I have a clue.
Okay.
I mean, I guessed 2005, so therefore I have a clue.
Okay.
I'm reasonably certain of the date.
I know I was there with my ex-girlfriend, and January. I remember you guys had the donut cake.
Yes, we had a cake made out of glazed donuts. A lot cheaper than it's kind of funny. It's quirky, whimsical, and a lot cheaper than a wedding cake.
I thought it was great. Personally, I was definitely into it.
You would have been into the cake too.
Sure,
I'm sure you had a donut. Did you have a donut?
I did have a donut.
There you go. It's good.
So now, what about marriages? Apparently, there's some new book out. Some shrink is saying that you should be having sex outside of marriage in order
to
preserve your marriage.
Right. This is from the Telegraph in the UK, and the article is titled "The Recipe for Happiness is an Enduring Marriage and an Affair with Lots of Sex."
Oh my!
And this is basically a sociologist. Who is quite controversial, as you can imagine.
I think this is a controversial advice.
Has written a book, and she says that it's time to redraw the marital rules, and this is what she has to say about it. The setting is a quiet corner of an Italian restaurant in the city. The players are George, an IT specialist, and Zoe, who wears a pretty dress and a big smile. They drink an especially good bottle of wine, and when they get to coffee, he reaches over and kisses her on the mouth. She surprises him by kissing him back. To onlookers, it might be the classic opening scene of a traditional romance. Yet both parties are married to other people, whom they have no intention of leaving. Although they will go on to enjoy all the spoils of a relationship, from intimate phone calls to Christmas shopping trips and, of course, regular sex, this is understood from the outset. They are, in fact, launching into a playfair, a 21st century affair, which would be adulterers meet via specialist dating sites to enjoy the excitement of an illicit relationship without any of the domestic fallout.
Really? How would it not have any domestic fallout? That's what I want to hear about.
Well, it seems like it would eventually have domestic fallout. Like, relationships always are different in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the idea is that you get together with the person with the intention that, hey, this is just sex, it's not, you know, and fun or whatever, but it's not, you know, this isn't going to go anywhere. When we say we're calling it off, then it's off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's, you know, generally people are going to go for that those rules, but somebody's going to get emotionally involved one way or the other. Mm. And, you know,
That could cause problems.
Yeah, I think that men are constitutionally more capable of having sex without commitment than women are. So, you know, that's my...
You think that's true, Julia?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because when I think about the people that I've had sex with in my lifetime, I this depends on the person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I've had sex with people who I didn't really like as a person as much as I just liked having sex with them.
I think that it builds up, too. I think that
the more often
you have sex with somebody, the more often a woman has sex with somebody, and I'm making generalizations here, the less likely they're going to be able to keep their emotions out of the picture.
Right. Well, I think part of the problem is you start having sex, and of course it's good sex because it's new, you know what I mean? And it's forbidden, right? So it's exciting, it's
gotta
new.
Gotta sneak around.
Right, so you want more of that, so inevitably you just end up spending more and more time together, and that kind of, you know, at that point in time, you're friends who have sex all the time, and at what point in time does friends who have sex all the time turn into something else?
Sure. These are all problems.
Alongside the internet dating revolution, these playfairs are evidence of a potentially dramatic shift in British marriage. As dating websites open up global shop window of sexual possibilities, as life expectancy continues to rise and we become increasingly sexually aware, how can we still take the crushing old rules of fidelity that turn marriage into a prison for granted? Why should we not be able to recapture the heady thrills of youth while protecting a secure home life?
Well, it would seem to me that the reason or the answer to those questions as to why those things can happen is because one or the other partner is not okay with it, right? Because some partner would have a problem with their loved one going off and having sex with somebody else. If you had an open relationship and you had both partners being totally cool with the idea of their partner going and having sex with another person, then in theory, everything should be fine today. And there have been those relationships. There have been people today, you know, where for the last, you know, decades and decades who've been having open relationships, if not hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, this is not a new idea. So I guess I'm wondering what is, I guess we'll find out what's actually new here. Is it just because, you know, we can better communicate now and better find our play fair mates or our play, what was it? Playfair mates, you know, because we can better maybe select people, that somehow changes things. It just seems like they're talking about an open relationship, just advocating that marriages
go open.
Right,
but I think what they're advocating or what they're saying here is that it's becoming a little more acceptable, maybe, because I think that marriage has, and relationships have sort of changed slowly over the years. Like, there was once a time where, socially, this was not acceptable at all in any way, and people probably did it. I mean, obviously they did it, but they didn't talk about it as much.
And are they talking about... One thing that hasn't been made clear, and we'll find out more because we'll continue this in the second hour, but are they talking about a situation in which the people who are cheating are doing it without the knowledge of their other...
It sounds like it.
Or that the other person in the relationship is fully aware that this is going on and is okay with it. So we'll get to what they're proposing as far as changes to marriage here in a few moments. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. Free time.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No steals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.